Elaine Donahue spent about 9 hours at her lawyer's office meeting with two investigators hired by the university and one from the NCAA. Donahue took an oath to tell the truth and answered questions that she says were sometimes critical, always polite. But mostly she says she described an environment in which the university created the conditions for academic fraud by allowing coach Clem Haskins to insulate the men's basketball team from appropriate oversight.
The tone I wanted to get across that it was an institutional problem, that Clem Haskins' influence filled the space that he was given, and he was given a lot of space.
Donahue headed the academic counseling unit from its inception in 1983 until her retirement last summer. She says when Haskins arrived in the university's Bierman Athletic Building in 1986, he insisted upon total control of the basketball team and staff, including the academic counselor assigned to the team. On paper, all academic counselors reported to Donahue, but in practice, Donahue says she knew very little about what went on with the basketball counselor. Her efforts to learn more produced conflict with Haskins, and Donahue says university administrators sided with Haskins. In an interview with Minnesota Public Radio last week, Donahue said a succession of counselors to the men's basketball team expressed various concerns about Haskins showing a disregard for academics. She says she finally went to Jim Enfante, who was the university's vice president of academic affairs in the early 1990s. Donahue says Enfante seemed concerned and said he would discuss the matter with Niels Hasselmo, the university's president at the time. Donahue said last week her follow-up meeting with Enfante was a turning point for her.
Our relationship was never the same after that meeting. We said we talked to the president and we have decided to do nothing. And then he goes, you are to keep Clem Haskins happy. Of course you're to do the right thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't ever want to hear you're not a team player in the Bierman building. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he's just practically screaming at me.
In a memo she wrote for the academic fraud investigators, Donahue describes a web of complicity and deceit, which she says included faculty members. She says several professors changed grades retroactively to keep basketball players academically eligible for the team. She says a committee composed mostly of faculty members voted to waive the eligibility requirement of a 2.0 grade point average for Courtney James, a starter on the Gophers' Final Four team of 1996. Earlier this month, investigators heard from Jan Gangelhoff, the former office manager and tutor who says she wrote papers and other assignments turned in by 20 basketball players who needed help with their schoolwork. Elaine Donahue says her department won national awards for the strides it made in helping student athletes improve their academic performance. But Donahue says she never had the chance to try her educational approach on the men's basketball players because the university let Haskins keep a tight grip on that program.
Yeah, total control of the basketball program. He was out advocating for certain tutors over other tutors, which suggests, why would he suggest one tutor over another if he didn't have some knowledge of their work, and Jan was one of the tutors he particularly wanted to have work with the basketball program.
Donahue and Gangelhoff have each described the men's basketball team as a family around which Haskins maintained a wall. Gangelhoff says she was part of that family and wrote papers for players because at the time she thought it was a way to help them. Donahue says she was deliberately kept outside the wall surrounding the team. Clem Haskins has issued a statement through his attorney denying any wrongdoing in conjunction with the academic fraud allegations. Officials with the University of Minnesota have said they plan to withhold comment on the investigation until it is complete, which is expected to be in the fall. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.